So we've been looking at tornadoes and the damage from tornadoes since Tuscaloosa. So we had an opportunity to go out in Tuscaloosa, and then immediately after we went to Joplin, Missouri, and then we proceeded to have an opportunity to go out to Moore, Oklahoma. And what we're looking at is damage to wood frame structures or people's houses, which is really one of the largest investments a single family makes, is in their home. And so we want to make sure that we can protect them, the occupants, and also protect their investment, the house itself.
Okay, great. So having been in Tuscaloosa and Moore, did you find any differences between the two communities?
Well, we look at an individual house-by-house basis. And so what we do is we start on one side of the storm, the damage path, and we work our way through the damage path to the center and then back out the other side. So we will see individual damage levels from very minor damage, just a few shingles, to maybe the garage door loss, to then the loss of the garage door, the garage itself, and then we'll see a hole in the house roof where the garage pulled off, and then the roof will be gone from the house, and then finally the walls will be gone as you move from the outside of the storm to the inside of the storm. And so we saw that same pattern in all three of the cities we visited, Tuscaloosa, Joplin, and Moore.
Okay, gotcha. Were the tornadoes, I mean, obviously, as far as loss of life and destruction, they were comparable. When you describe this sort of pattern of damage, I know that in your report you sort of cited more shelters in Moore, Oklahoma. Is that because that they were more prepared, being in, I guess, typical tornado country? Or what would you say to that?
Yeah, one of our objectives was to go out and look at storm shelters in Moore. We know that that community has been hit in recent years. There's been three major storms since 1999 that have come through Moore. So we had a feeling we would see more shelters, and we did see more shelters in Moore. And I'll say that both above ground and below ground shelters performed very well. The house could have been completely gone, and the shelter was perfectly fine. So it was very encouraging to see that these shelters are a necessary item to have in people's homes.
Are the shelters prevalent in Tuscaloosa?
Well, there are more shelters being put in Tuscaloosa. In fact, the city of Tuscaloosa has a registry of storm shelters, and I don't know the numbers, but in Moore, Oklahoma, there's over 3,000 shelters, and we had an opportunity to see about 75 of those shelters that were hit by the storm.
Okay, and so they all performed really well, I take it, or for the majority.
That's right, and so we kind of have a dual objective here when we're talking about what you could do to prepare for a tornado. If you're building new, we would like to see better connections of the roof to the walls and the walls to the foundations, and you can do that through hurricane straps and clips. It's the same kind of design that's done along the Gulf Coast to protect for hurricanes. If we do that for tornadoes, we feel we'd hold that house together pretty well in the lower winds on the edge of a tornado. But if you happen to be at the center of that tornado, you still need life safety, and that's why we recommend a second objective, which is the safe shelter, safe room or shelter.
What about for people who really can't afford a shelter of sorts? As far as the construction of their home, what should they need to be doing?
Well, you need to have a place to go if you don't have a shelter or a safe room in your house. So regardless, you have to have a place that can handle those extremely high winds in the center of a storm. And then these clips and straps would be something you could do on a new construction, but not on existing construction. So if you want to do something on an existing home, the best thing you can do is get a storm shelter or a safe room installed. These can be bolted in your garage or dug below the garage floor or even put in the backyard.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I know also in your report you talked about the garage door, the garage door, I guess, being a big vulnerability when a tornado comes through. What does that mean? Should people not have garages, or should they be built in a different way?
Well, we did see a consistent pattern of the garage door being one of the first components of a house that failed. Either it was pulled out because the wind was going a certain direction over the top of the garage away from the door, the door was pulled out, or it was pushed in if the wind was hitting directly against the door. We feel that once that door fails, you have a large opening in your garage which can kind of pressurize, and then the garage can come apart. And if that happens, there's typically a hole left in the main structure, which makes that house more vulnerable. So again, protecting all of that stuff with these upgraded concepts that are used along the Gulf Coast for hurricane design. If we do hurricane design garage doors and clips and straps to hold the house together, we believe we'll see better performance in the lower wind speeds of the tornado. But again, you still need a safe room or a safe place to go to.
These clips and straps that you're talking about, what are they made out of?
Yeah, they're little metal clips and straps. You can even get them at your local hardware stores. They're just a few inches long. They cost less than a dollar a piece, and they're installed where the roof rafters come down and then go into the wall. You put a little clip up on top, and then on the bottom, you would wrap a strap around the bottom to hold the bottom of the wall down. Those two things are, again, you'd need a few hundred of those in your house, and they'd have to be installed when it's being built.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add about the study that I missed?
Yeah, we did have an opportunity to actually use social media during this study, and this was a study that was funded by the National Science Foundation. And with social media, what we did is we had an opportunity to look at the Twitter feed and see if anybody took a photo in an area around Moore. So before we even got out to the field, we looked at damage photos that just people from Moore, Oklahoma, took photos of their area, and we were able to kind of make a plan of how we wanted to study the area based on some of those photos.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. So I guess, obviously, social media is going to be playing an increasing role in the future. I know in the recent tornado event here in Alabama that people were all over social media talking about the storms rolling through, posting photos and things like that. So I guess it's going to be something that looks to increase in the future.
Yeah, we feel that we can kind of use it as a sensor, a citizen sensor. So before the scientists and engineers even get to the field, we already have an idea what's going on because we've taken a look at those photos. So as long as the photo has a latitude and longitude tag to the photo, we can put it right on our map, and then we can look at that before we even get to the field.
With what just happened in Alabama, in Limestone County, Tuscaloosa, with the damage that occurred, did it seem consistent with the damage that you guys had seen as far as when there was loss of life? Was it due to some of these structural weaknesses?
Well, the damage that we saw in the big storms, the EF4s and the EF5s, in the center of those storms, it's complete destruction. It's right down to the slab. The house is completely gone, except for those safe rooms. Those are still remaining. On the edge of those large storms, we are seeing the same kind of winds in these lower tornadoes. So the EF2s, the 3s, the EF1s, we see that same damage pattern that we see on an EF2 tornado that maybe would pass through Alabama. So we're seeing comparable damage between the big storms at the edge of the big storms and the center of these smaller storms.
Okay, great. Well, if there was an overall takeaway from your study as far as how you would, you know, sort of wrap it up, what would you say that would be?
I would say the first thing that people need to do is consider getting a safe room or a storm shelter retrofitted in their existing home. If there's an opportunity and you're building a new home, you may want to consider some of the design features that go on along the Gulf Coast to protect against hurricanes. Have those implemented in your house in a tornado-prone area.